Cheney Tullis is a Louisiana boy. A graduate of LSU, he has spent time in a couple of other cities, making a living as an actor on the stage and in films. When that scene dried up in Washington, D.C., he did what a number of other actors and artists have done. He came back to the booming New Orleans cultural scene. Once here, he hooked up with the New Orleans Shakespeare Festival at Tulane and started thinking about how to collaborate with other talented and creative artists.
The first company that came to mind was Complete Stage, which is a new company in town. It's a husband and wife team who founded the company, and I'd worked with them at LSU. And the reason I thought of them is because they bring to the table something that no other company in town can. Raul Gomez is a guest conductor for the Louisiana Philharmonic, and he's from Costa Rica, and he actually travels all over South America teaching and conducting. So he has ties to all these great musicians in New Orleans and Baton Rouge and actually around the world. And Ruby Lou Smith is the artistic director, and she holds an MFA in acting and is very strong in classical work.
So talking about what they could do together, the three came up with a two-part idea of focusing on Shakespeare's women. In part one, they cast five actresses to explore female roles with original music by Gomez and spontaneous on-stage large-scale drawings by artist Heather Hansen. Then they had to decide what to do for the one performance only part two coming up on July 7th.
When Shakespeare was performing these works, when his company was, as most people know, women were not allowed to act. And so boys often played a lot of the women's roles. We do have record that older men did play usually the older comic roles. But, you know, now that women are allowed to act, it's just not done very often. And we said, well, what if we do that? And we said, well, if we're going to do this, it needs to be in all earnestness. We need to take this very seriously. And so we are doing some great research on what that might have been, who these men were or these boys that played these roles. And we've had some great chats with scholars about it. We've enlisted five men who are tied to our company to play five different women.
Among the women to be portrayed are Cleopatra, Queen Margaret, and the nurse from Romeo and Juliet.
The audience will walk into the theater, and we actually want to see them watching the men prepare for their role. So our idea is to have their dressing room out there in the audience. And so you'll watch them put their makeup on and transform into these women, these in a very Elizabethan style. And so then they'll go slip into their costumes and come back on stage. And so their dress will be very much a nod to Elizabethan staging practices.
Now I know what some of you may be thinking. And Cheney and his colleagues are aware of that one, too.
There's a certain camp to a lot of drag, and there are different styles of drag, but that's not what this is. These men will be portraying these women as truthfully as they can. I mean, there will be no falsetto voices. Even though the style of acting was not realistic back then, there was a truth in it, even though it was more declamatory. And so that's what we're finding with each of these men is the more truthful I find that you play it, the more effective it is.
But how do they do that?
Each man is different, and so we're just trying to find their inner woman. And they've been great about it. I mean, some of these guys are dudes. I mean, we've got some pretty boys, but I mean, these are men here. So it's been an interesting rehearsal process.
Neither Tulane University nor the New Orleans Shakespeare Festival is charging for their efforts, and the actors are donating their services in an effort to make this performance accessible to as many people as possible. Any money raised from the Pay What You Want entrance fee at the door will be divided among the actors. For more information on Part 2 of Shakespeare's Women, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin. Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet then you exploded into my heart, and I forget the movie song. Wait.